You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm joined here by Emily of Emily Ellis, coming in person to talk about the upcoming local projects gig. How are we doing this morning, Emily?
Kia ora, I'm good, thank you, on this rainy Monday. Mm-hmm. Good, thank you.
Nice. What was your I'm good, thanks. What was your commute like this morning? Like, how do you get to Radio 1?
Well, this is the first stop on some jobs I'm doing today. I'm doing some, like, good stuff, getting my hair and checked.
Nice.
Really interesting, and a few other random jobs. So I drove here.
Oh,
which,
cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I usually would walk.
Oh, yeah. Wait, are you getting, like, are you hearing checked at, like, Ear Health South or Triton?
Oh, I'm going to Bay Audiology.
Oh, Bay Audiology.
Bay Audiology is
cool,
where
cool.
I'm going today.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
All the fun jobs.
Hell yeah, man. Have you ever had your ears cleaned up before?
Oh, no, but there is something I really want to do.
Yeah.
My mum's one of those people that watch, you know, the vids.
The vids. They're really fun. It's a real fun time. I've had it a couple times.
Oh, cool.
And you do feel like a new person coming out of it.
I bet. You probably can, like, hear in HD after that.
That's
bonkers.
Yeah. Hear in 4K.
Yeah.
Do you remember when, like, 4D or 8D audio was a thing?
Yes.
That gimmick? It wasn't even that crazy.
I remember at the time, like, we'd do it with our babysitters when we were young, and we'd, like, make them sit down the haircut one, mm-hmm. and sit there. And they probably had to, like, just go
the haircut
along with
one.
The bit. Yeah,
I love that haircut one.
It was so good.
It's like, hey, Mario. And then he walks over to the dude. Gregor. All right. We're here to talk about the upcoming local produce gig. And my first question to you is, on this rainy, horrible morning, is what is your favorite local produce in terms of fruit and veg?
I would probably have to say I'm really in, like, my apples era at the moment. I just love apples. I can't get enough. So, yeah, I'm trying to. I usually work Saturdays, but the farmer's market, absolutely love it. And I've been getting lots of apples. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
What about yourself?
I mean, this is technically local produce.
Mm.
There's a walnut farm.
Oh, nice.
That sells hazelnut farm.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell hazelnut spread at the farmer's market.
Oh, yum.
Technically, that's local produce because technically they're hazelnuts.
Totally.
And it's turned into.
Yum. Yeah. I think I have actually had this before. And
it's good.
I actually also just got, going to add in, like, the Otago University honey. So random. Yeah, we got gifted it for a gig that we did, and it's really gas. It's really good.
Cool.
So.
Really gas.
Yeah.
So is Emily Ellis your real name?
Yeah, Alice is one of my middle names. Yeah, and then, but we just use it for the band, the whole band. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
There's a lot of, those singer-songwriters now have just their names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had another name for the band, and then we were trying to put a song out, and it was recorded by a lecturer, and he was like, you cannot release a song under that name.
Like, what was it? Was it something inappropriate?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
So then he was like, we're like, well, we're not going to release it if we don't have a name. And then he's like, what's your middle name? Alice. Great, there's your band name. So, yeah.
It does have a ring to it as well.
Emily Alice, thank you.
Yeah, it's good. How does it feel to be part of the first ever local produce show?
We're so excited to be a part of local produce. And this is, we're talking about it, this is, like, really the holy grail gig for us because we love, like, getting such an intimate experience where we can also, like, you can hear all the intricacies of, you know, the bits that often in a really loud gig kind of get washed over just because of the nature of it. So we're really excited. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it your first time playing at Te Kura Kura or Te Tui as well?
No. Fortunately, we got to spend a lot of time there while we were studying. So excited to go back. Very excited.
Yeah. Oh, so you were a music student?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
We all were, other than Gus. Well, he was a while ago.
True.
Yeah.
And you graduated?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. End of last year.
Kapai, dog.
Thank you.
Kapai, it's a good feeling.
It's a great feeling.
Honestly.
Crossing that line.
Yeah. I forgot to put my hat on after they capped me.
Oh, no. You didn't even graduate. No, I'm joking.
Not even. But I also felt it was quite a lot of hurry up and wait.
Mm.
That was also pretty true of the day.
Yeah, totally. It is. Yeah, there's a lot of waiting. Although it was so magical, like, seeing everyone with, you know, family and just, you can see that it's obviously such a big effort for everyone to get there. It's crazy. It's
mm-hmm.
a crazy day.
It is. Yeah, it really is. Is it your first time playing with Beckett and Sam Charlesworth?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. And we're so excited.
Cool,
we're
man.
Very excited.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
What bands do you usually play with? Is there usually, like, a few acts?
Yeah, we played with our last Dunedin show with Ivy and Kira Wallace. That was
mm-hmm.
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've played a lot with, like, Loose and Colourful, Black Cell House. We've been lucky. We've played with quite a lot of bands, but not these two, so we're very excited. We did, I think, with Becca, what's that? Bring the Noise, like 2 years ago.
Oh, true.
Yeah, it's in the archives.
Throwback.
Yeah.
Fire out. I emceed one of the Bring the Noise heats quite recently. Cool. That was real fun.
That's awesome.
Good to see like the next crop of kids.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. I can't wait to see the final. I'm totally going to get there. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, it will be very, very sick.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, what vibes are you going to bring to the function at this gig? Are you going to be playing much from your Hindsight EP or some even newer material?
Oh, yes. So definitely we're playing the EP and we've written, like, we've been having lots of fun because it was a half-hour set. Well, it is a half-hour set. Like writing some new transitions, and we've written an intro song, which was cool. And then we wrote, yes, we've got some new stuff off of hopefully the next recorded project that we're kind of starting a little bit slowly. Mm-hmm. And we've written a new song this week, so
cool.
We're like, we'll just check it in. Got to go write the lyrics tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Nice. So the first EP was called Hindsight. You think your next one's going to be Foresight?
Yeah, I think it is. That's actually a good one. Loki might do that. I hadn't even thought about that. Foresight, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's good. Is that what you can see into the future?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. Or you can, like, predict things.
Foresight.
You have great foresight.
Yeah,
I think
it is.
Yeah. Very, very imminent.
Yeah, we could just do it about, like, exactly that. Foresight. And maybe some predictions for the future.
Could just make it Foresight Bar and do a song about, you know.
Yeah.
The stadium.
Live at Foresight. Foresight Live at Foresight.
Foresight at Foresight.
Yeah.
That'd be sick. I'm curious, is the song Carousel from Hindsight, is it named after the bar?
No, it's not. We did think that we should have done our like release gig there or something. That was in Hindsight. We thought did think that.
Oh,
I know.
Mate.
But yeah, that would have been so cool. We did have always looked at trying to find a carousel to do like a video for it, but
there's not many around.
Luck. No,
I don't imagine.
No, we. Can, I don't. Maybe we'd have to wait until like the circus came back or something.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, apparently for the next George Street upgrade, they're adding a carousel.
No way.
Okay. I'm just spreading false information.
Damn, I was like, we got to get there, play that song.
Yeah.
Imagine it's the only song that plays like as it starts spinning. People would hate that song. They're like, don't play that dumb Emily Ella song again that plays all day at George Street.
It's like how like retail workers over Christmas get so bored to death with you know, Last Christmas by Wham and so on and so forth.
Whammed, they get whammed.
Yeah.
Totally.
Do you hear about that? There was a school in Christchurch. It was like years ago. And there was a teacher work day where the teachers were just at school. And apparently they were blaring a Mozart song for release.
Oh,
for like hours and hours and hours on end.
That's so rogue.
Drove people mad.
What?
Yeah.
How did that even get out? Was it like in the papers or something?
It was in News Hub or something.
That is so rogue. News. I wonder who on staff was like, you know what? We got to take this. We got to take this to the public. You got to know about this.
Yeah.
That is so random. I would be upset with that.
Very, very silly.
It's very silly.
Coming up next, we have for release as well. No,
Drop that banger. Throwback.
If people want to come along, what is the when and the where of the situation?
Yes, so the gig's on Thursday, 15th of August, this coming Thursday. It starts at 6:45, I believe, and I think you can grab the tickets probably on the Radio 1 Rad Times
Gig Guide. Brought to you by Paisy.
Yeah. So I assume that the link is probably on there, and still tickets available. So hopefully, see y'all there.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious. Were you at university before Te Korokoro was built?
No, I wasn't. I think I must have been like a few years after it was built, which was very fortunate. Although it did mean I didn't get to go into the iconic Albion Street studios.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's all I've known in terms of music.
True.
Yeah, have you ever been in there?
I haven't, but I've heard it's like made quite a difference to music students here.
Yeah.
Which is really, really special.
Yeah, it is a really amazing place. And because like most of my friends naturally studied music, it was such a nice hub in this like bougie building. It's like, this is awesome. So, and it's probably part of the reason I studied there, to be honest. So I was like, this is a nice building.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go there.
Yeah, music students get the beautiful Te Korokoro or Te Tui. Business students get bidets in the business school.
No.
Have you heard about that?
What?
I heard about this through the grapevine. I don't know, I can't confirm if it's true or not, but it might be true, yes.
Oh, you gotta unpack this.
It's an urban legend.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn.
There's like three bidets apparently, from what I heard. From a trusty source.
What? That is awesome.
Yeah. Pretty buzzy.
Awesome. Yeah, there's actually one at my work, but it doesn't work.
Oh,
and for a
no.
long time, I contemplated. I was like, because it was attached to the toilet, and I was like, I don't want to, like, I don't know if I should touch this or not. And then I had to ask around, and then I investigated it, and it doesn't work.
Damn.
I was like, that's such a weird thing to have in a workplace.
Is it one of those, like, the ones that you can attach and take off?
And it had, there's like a buttons on the wall beside the toilet. And so I'd always be there and be like, do I push it? Like, do I do it? And it didn't work. So.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Dumb. That's so annoying. I think that's enough bidet talk.
We just draw the line right there.
It's 9:39 here on the Radio 1 show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
This morning, Emily. It was great chatting with you.
Same goes.
Of course. If you'd like to go and see Emily, Becky Caffin and Sam Charlesworth this week, you can go to Te Korokoro or Te Tui this Thursday at 6:45. Tickets available from Flickit. I think that's all we have to do. Is there any final messages you want to leave to the lovely people listening in?
Ooh, definitely check Becca and Sam out on Instagram as well. I know that Becca's been playing, like, she's got the most stacked band ever as well, and she herself is so stacked. So, like, getting to see that live, I haven't seen her with the band before, so I'm really excited. And I think they've got some, like, you know, you can see it a little bit on Instagram. So, yeah.
Cool. Cool. Awesome. That was Emily Ellis. It is The Breakfast Show on Radio 1. I'll see y'all later. Here's Emily Ellis with Needing Me on The One. Take care.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.